This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's pretty clear the bigger businesses in this economy are doing all right. Earnings season has been proof enough of that. But consumers feeling good, as we are, and having cash, as we do, and being vaccinated, as many but not enough of us are, is especially good news for small and medium-sized businesses that got hammered last year. And a lot of them are coming back. That's according to new data from Yelp. The company reports the second quarter of the year, April through June, had the fastest pace of business reopening since last spring, led, as you might imagine, by restaurants and retailers, with home improvement and auto repair not far behind. And also, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, a record number of new businesses opening up.
Something like 15 to 20% of small businesses likely didn't survive the pandemic. But those that did are reopening at a frenetic pace, says Justin Norman, head of data science at Yelp.
Over 60,000 businesses reopened, which is the highest volume of reopenings in the last year.
And Yelp finds something interesting about where the business buzz is strongest.
Distinct correlation between the vaccination rate and vaccination completion in an area and the number of reopenings and consumer interest.
So more Yelp searches and pictures and reviews of stores and restaurants in places like Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, New York. Where there's less vaccination, there's less consumer interest.
So places like Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, but also some places in the West, such as Arizona, where vaccination rates are unfortunately low.
What's really strong all over the country is new business openings. Catherine Petrelia is co-founder of small business finance firm Cabbage, now part of American Express.
We know that 2020 had a record number of new business starts, period. People who were furloughed from their job took the opportunity to start their own business. You see this happen in every economic cycle after the recession.
New firms are in most every sector, from restaurants and food carts to landscaping, construction, salons, and gyms. Ray Sanza at small business software firm Homebase says a lot of the founders have this in common.
These owners tend to be younger, a little bit more tech savvy. So out of the gate, the zero stage build has technology in the DNA.
Meaning, he says, they're built lean with mobile online ordering and pickup and delivery and labor saving apps to keep their costs and need for new employees to a minimum. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.